On the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour, I am visiting with John Traub, right? Did I get that right? Tell me a little bit about yourself, John, where you are, and a little bit about your operation.
We farm mostly here in the southeastern portion of Livingston County, like I mentioned, it in a tour stop. Mostly centered here around the Fairbury area. We go south towards Cropsey, and we end up north in the Cullen-Pontiac region. We get to see a lot of different soil types in the county. I guess a multi-generational farm. Dad's here. Mom and Dad started a farm. My wife, Dee Dee, and I came on board, in the mid to late 70s, and our oldest son, John, started here with us about 3 years ago.
Wonderful. Well, how did you get involved with this watershed project that's going on?
It started out, we've had kind of a long-term relationship with the local soil and water district, NRCS, whatever you want to call them there. Over the years, we've did some cost share projects on waterways and other conservation structures. We put in a pretty extensive project several years back with quite a bit of terraces and tile and stuff. And so we've had a ongoing relationship with them. Terry introduced us to the CSP program, which the watershed is using as kind of their, their footprint or their main program to get the project going. It just made a lot of sense to us. We were already doing a lot of different conservation stuff. Like I mentioned, the program rewards us for doing those conservation things. And at the same time, it gave us a chance to really look at what we're doing and try to change some things. We haven't had to do a lot of major changes to our operation. More testing, more verifying of, okay, what is the right rate? You know, is this the right timing? And are we putting it in the right place? And how are we applying it? And so it's been pretty eye-opening, you know, we get so busy doing what we do that a lot of times we don't stop and say, okay, why? Yeah. You know, I'm reminded of the line in one of those Jurassic Park movies when everything's going real bad and the one guy says, you know, you were so busy focused on what you could do that you didn't stop and ask the question, should you do it? Mm-hmm. And this project has, you know, made us kind of stop and say, okay, we're out here busy doing all this, but okay, what should we be doing? Is the right thing to do? And I think that's a big benefit of the project.
So, in talking about the benefits, that's what I wanted to make sure we touched on. Is that not only helping you be a better steward of the land, the environment, but does the efficiencies that you gain or utilize also kind of help your bottom line too?
Oh, yeah. I won't be so presumptuous as to say here that I'm doing this all out of free will. You know, the program's designed to reward us for the conservation practices that we are doing, plus the changes that we make. But really, it all works together and comes back together. You know, it's in our best interest. You know, I guess I look at it two parts. It's in our best interest to be good stewards of the land, to conserve the resources God has given us. You know, if we're not here to farm for, you know, a year, 2 years, or even just a generation. You know, we want to be here multi-generation. If we got to take care of these natural resources, so the conservation, the residue management, and all those things that are part of the project, part of the CSP program, you know, that stabilizes the soil and the erosion aspects, and of course it enhances the water quality when you can keep the sediment out of the water. On the flip side of it, when you start talking about nutrient management, you know, when I go to my fertilizer dealer, it's costing me money. And fertilizers, you know, are oil-based. We all know what oil prices have done. They keep going higher and higher and become a bigger and bigger part of our budget, our variable costs. And so it's only wise stewardship to try to get them on the right place at the right time and the least amount and yet still try to obtain the top yield, because, you know, the Chicago Board of Trade doesn't price ideas. They price bushels, you know, so we're still all about yield, but we need to do it in a wise way.
Well, thank you very much for having us out here on your farm. That's John Traub. We are on this Indian Creek Watershed Project tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.